This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 18, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The National Air Transportation Association tells ANN it has learned Congressman Ray LaHood of Illinois will be nominated by President-elect Obama Friday to be Secretary of Transportation. LaHood is a seven-term Republican congressman who announced his retirement last year. He makes the second Republican to join the President-elect's cabinet. NATA notes LaHood has been a leading advocate for improving the state of Illinois' transportation infrastructure, including being a proponent for improving local airports through securing funds for new construction and expansion, while also working with officials to increase air service. You'll find more details, updates as we get them, and links to LaHood's bio and the NATA announcement in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. Customers of Eclipse Aviation have announced the formation of an ad hoc customers committee to represent owners and position holders in the company's Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings. The group notes that Eclipse collected $300 million in deposits for future deliveries of aircraft. The group says the bankruptcy is already limiting maintenance and repair options for owners who already took delivery of their planes. All told, the committee estimates customers who hold contracts promising warranty coverage, upgrades, subscription services, and undelivered aircraft may represent the largest constituency in the bankruptcy in dollar terms. Current Eclipse 500 Owners Club President David Green was selected to be chairperson and says, quote, "Finding a mutually beneficial outcome with the purchaser is our purpose, but all options are under consideration as we fulfill our mandate of protecting the interests of the customer group," unquote. The customer committee has retained legal representation. The National Business Aviation Association says the Transportation Security Administration has scheduled five official public hearings for the business aviation community to gather feedback on its proposed large aircraft security program. NBAA President Ed Boland says members, quote, "have been understandably frustrated by the proposal because it seems to lack a true understanding of how a general aviation airplane fits into a company's operations and security culture. I strongly encourage anyone able to participate in these meetings to mark their calendars and plan to attend," unquote. The meetings will happen in January in White Plains, New York, Atlanta, Chicago, Burbank, and Houston. Find the dates listed in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. The public comment period for LASP has been extended to February 27th. Recent capacity cuts by airlines have done more than increase ticket prices. Another result of fewer planes in the air is a growing glut of jet fuel on the market and falling fuel prices as a result. And the capacity cutting hasn't ended. The Houston Chronicle reports that even Southwest Airlines, which had outlined a strategy to expand in markets where competitors planned cuts, has cut 32 round trips and added 19 new ones for a net decrease of 13 starting in May. U.S. air travel in November was the lowest since 9/11. American Airlines, United, and Continental estimate traffic is down 10%. That exceeds the cuts they made in capacity. The U.S. Energy Department says jet fuel demand for the 4 weeks ending December 5th was down 17% from the same period last year. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Japan Airlines shows passengers a controversial pre-flight video. Airbus finally reaches flight testing of the A400M's new engines. And X-Corp successfully test fires the engine that will power its Lynx spacecraft. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with EAA President Tom Poberesny about the political turmoil within the National Association of Flight Instructors. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.